Elise Castle.
Hey, Mike Jensen.
So first, a quick correction. Lucy Liu was on 3 episodes of ER before she did Alan and Peele. You did not know that.
I think I did. Wait, am I thinking of Sandra Oh?
No, Cassandra Oh is on Grey's Anatomy.
So I'm thinking of a hospital show.
Yeah, I mean, she was in 3 episodes of ER way back in the day.
I'm not kidding you. There's no reason I would know that. I probably saw the only episode of ER I saw was with Lucy Liu. Because in my brain, I was like, yeah, Lucy Liu, Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy?
Fuck!
You did not hold that thread for very long. So we are here to talk about
I do get Grey's Anatomy and ER very confused.
Huh. Yeah, I mean,
They're both hospital shows.
They are both hospital dramas. They did have a few years where they crossed over. ER's really only not good season was, like, concurrently airing with, like, the second season of Grey's Anatomy. Mm. I attest that ER tried to Grey's Anatomy it up, because Grey's Anatomy was, like, the new cool show. But then they eventually went back to just doing ER. But there was one season of ER that was kind of like, ugh.
And George Clooney is on ER.
Correct.
And then who is the George Clooney of Grey's Anatomy? McDreamy.
Yeah, I guess you would say Patrick Dempsey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but Patrick Dempsey was on Grey's Anatomy for much longer than George Clooney was on ER.
All I know is Lucy Liu is on ER, and that's what I said. So eat my butt, Mike Jensen.
Gross.
How many times a week do I tell you that?
Constantly.
Yeah.
So this originally aired August 12th, 2001, directed by David Frankel again. He's back from last week. Written by Cindy Shupak.
DVD recap, recorded during editing. In Matters of Love, how do you know when it's right? Carrie panics about how to answer a very important question. Samantha's new client is just the man she's been looking for. Charlotte and Trey reach a turning point in their relationship. And Miranda tells Steve about her pregnancy. Back to our recording.
We start out with...
New York welcomes and shelters the tired, the poor, the persecuted, who have been forced to leave their homes at the whim of a ruling class.
It was a lot in this day and age to have that moment where I'm like, yeah, we do.
Therefore, it's ironic that all Manhattanites face the same horrible uncertainty, knowing that any day they may have to utter the tragic words. My building's going co-op.
That is scary when, like, your landlord or whoever is like when my landlord a couple years ago was like, Lisa, I got to talk to you. And I was like, oh, God, here. He's selling the
apartment.
Yeah,
you just never know. It happened to...
But he wasn't. He was just raising our rent.
It happened to a good friend of mine where they had like 31-day note or 30-day notice of like, mm-hmm. All right, the building's being sold. You have 31 days to find a new place to live.
Yeah.
Another friend, this is what I always say to friends that say that they don't have a lease.
Thank you.
That I have another friend who, like, they had never received a new lease, and they were like, well, I guess that's fine because the rent didn't go up, and then eventually went to the landlord to be like, hey, we're just curious. We never got a lease. And the landlord was like, I guess the jig is up. I'm selling the apartment. I'm selling the building in 2 months. So anyways, it is scary.
Mm-hmm.
And Aiden's thing of, like, why do you just buy the place?
Aiden, I just charged tomatoes. I really don't think that I'm in a position to buy an apartment.
Yeah, Aiden over here is money bags. Yeah. He's, like, really flaunting his money. She's like, I can't afford to buy an apartment. I just had to use my credit card to buy tomatoes.
Yeah, I like that she charged tomatoes.
I'm surprised that she was able to do that. Because even when I first moved here in 2008, very few places would let you use a credit card for anything under, like, $10 or $15. Especially like a deli where you would buy a tomato.
Yeah, I think that mine even is like $5.
Yeah.
Maybe Upper East Side was different. I don't know. Yeah, it is kind of surprising.
Especially in 2001, I feel like it would have been cash only. Like, right. They wouldn't even have credit card machines.
So Aiden sort of mentions that he has money to buy the place. I wrote, does he not currently own his place? And then it's revealed that he does, in fact, own his place. That he
right.
would sell it.
Yeah, he would sell it. They would buy both apartments, knock down the wall. So they're kind of making this idea that they can move in together.
Yeah.
Well, would that make you my landlord or my roommate?
Little of both.
And her idea of, you know, what would rent be like...
And then he kisses her.
Does that include utilities? And I did write here that just moving is a pain in the ass.
Utilities is a beej. What about internet? Yikes.
Yikes. Yeah, moving is a pain. My last time that I moved was from the second floor in this building to the sixth floor in this building. And I was like, I'm never moving again. This is terrible.
The only time I moved was from Michigan to New York City.
That's amazing that you've been in the same place.
Yeah, I mean, I've had a lot of roommates. Many a roommate, and I've helped a lot of people move. But let me tell you, after a certain age, you can't offer people pizza and beer anymore.
No. You also, after a certain age, I think you have to hire movers.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Because my back hurts.
Yeah. So we sort of cut to Charlotte getting a shot.
Mm-hmm. In her buttocks.
Yeah.
From Trey, who, you know, he's a doctor.
Yeah.
But he still doesn't like doing it.
He still doesn't like doing it. But yeah, I think we're going to kind of close in on why he doesn't like doing it.
And Charlotte,
she's been chatting up people in the elevator.
Yeah, the whole building. She knows everyone that's had fertility issues. Yeah. Peggy Woodruff invited them over to talk about it. There's a 20-minute saga of Trey and Charlotte taking the decorative pillows off their bed.
Yeah.
There's quite a few of them.
Which is why I don't necessarily understand having that many decorative pillows.
Now, do you ever watch... See, I watch a show like this, and I'm just like, oh, their bed is made. I mean, Mike's bed is made right now, but it's like, their bed is made, and their apartment just looks so perfect and clean, and that would just be, it looks like a hotel almost.
Yeah.
And I kind of want to, like, I would love to have, at some point in my life, I would love to have the money where I come home, and my room just looks like a hotel.
Yeah, let's also remember that Charlotte doesn't currently have a job.
No, I know, I get that. I'm just saying, like... Because we have roommates, we don't have a lot of room to put all of our stuff, so we have a lot of stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? And it just looks so pristine and
like, clean. I try to keep my room somewhat clean, but, like, there's stuff. Like,
yeah,
there's
that's no mine's the same way. Like, yeah.
I do make myself make my bed. That is a thing probably a year or so ago that I was like, I'm going to make my bed every day. So you can make that change, Elise.
No, and I try to do that. I'm just saying, in general, I still have, like you, I have, like, tables of stuff. And I have things, yeah.
So we established that we have the Scottish Fling on Friday. Mm-hmm. I get that you've said this before, that they refer to it as Eternal Spring. This can't still be spring. They can't have been trying for 5 months to have a baby, and 5 months ago it was spring. He says, first we spring, and then we fling. Well, this is late summer at this point.
Who knows?
If this season has taken place over 5 months? Yeah, I don't know.
You mean Sex and the City do something that's not realistic?
I know, I'm just saying. So, you know, it's funny that you brought up that he's a doctor, because I actually had almost forgotten that.
Oh.
And as they start talking about in vitro, and he has the thing of, like, I'm a doc, I know what in vitro is. And I'm like, oh, right, yeah, he knows what's going on. And we discover that she's put them on a list for a Mandarin baby. All right, so she's going full force.
As Charlotte's plan for parenthood progressed with or without Trey, I began to wonder if Aiden's plan was progressing without me.
So Aiden's stuff is everywhere.
Where's Pete?
Me? Oh, probably just resting in the living room.
You think he's there? You think he brings...
I think he's there, okay. Yeah.
I hope she doesn't smoke around Pete. Wait, did she quit? She quit.
She's not smoking currently. And so she's packing his things back into his bag.
Aiden's doing a Cher impression.
Well, he's singing Tom Jones. Not unusual to be loved by anyone. But it is extreme. Yeah, Tom
it's
Jones
Cher.
Doesn't really sing
no,
like that.
No, he's singing like Cher. It's a Cher impression.
And she finds a ring.
And I like that ring. That was the first thing I wrote. I really like that ring.
It's a very specific style of ring.
Yeah, it's very angular. I love the cut of the diamond. It's very... And I think in 2019, that ring is very cool.
Because it looks very retro.
Yeah.
It looks very, like... Not even 1960s.
No, no,
like
no.
1920s almost.
Yeah, which I think people now would be like, oh, that's beautiful. That's
I agree.
It looks Art Deco.
Yeah, for real, for sure.
And I love it. I was like, that ring is gorgeous.
But Carrie doesn't, and she throws up. It's a little extreme.
And I was like, don't hit your head on the faucet, Carrie. Yeah.
So Charlotte is excited.
Mm-hmm.
Samantha is not.
You're getting engaged.
I threw up. I saw the ring and I threw up. That's not normal.
That's my reaction to marriage.
No.
This is a big scene of Samantha showing her displeasure. Over Carrie becoming engaged.
With the butterfly brooch.
Yeah.
Carrie has a butterfly brooch. But it is, you know, I'm sure Samantha's like, okay, so Miranda's going to be the one out of us that's like, going to get her shit together. She's going to work. She'll probably get married. Charlotte, bye. And she's probably thinking her and Carrie will be like bachelorettes forever.
Yeah.
So it kind of sucks because no matter how confident you are and strong you are in the way you feel, I mean, this is my personal experience. I could have told Mike 45 times I don't want to have children, but my best friend tells me she's going to have a baby, and I'm like, should I have had a baby? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that it's that you want to see yourself somewhere else out there in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't want to be the only you. Like, you want someone that's like, oh, I'm not making weird decisions. Like, someone else feels the way that I do as well. I think there's
right.
a little bit of that.
Yeah, I mean, we always feel better when we can identify with
yeah.
those around us. I thought you were meaning, like, we want to reproduce. We want to see more of us out there in the world. I was like, I don't know if everyone wants to see more of me.
Trey and I got engaged after only a month.
How long before you separated?
We're together now, and that's what matters. When it's right, you just know.
Carrie talking about how gross the ring is, and we realize Miranda helped pick out the ring.
Yeah, yeah. I also think it's funny the point is made if there's unlimited real estate in Manhattan, we'd all be single forever.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true or not.
I don't know. I know a lot of people who have said to me, like, oh, I'm moving in with so-and-so. I think it's a little early, but my lease is up.
Right. No, that's true. I mean, New York is a city that was built for two people sharing a studio.
Yeah. And there's so many people I know that are like, yeah, I mean, I have a boyfriend and it's really great because we can start looking at One Dread. Like, you know, we can. Because
you look at the opposite of it. You look at it when Miranda and Steve were breaking up and that whole thing where he had to sleep on her couch for a month.
Right.
Where, because that is true. That is New York. It's very hard to just like, well, I'll just move somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Miranda helped pick out the ring.
You knew about this? Aiden wanted a female perspective. And P.S. I was a pregnant woman shopping for a ring with a man who wasn't the baby's father. It's not exactly my dream scenario.
At least you're pregnant.
Are you going to yell at me every time I mention it? Because we've got another 7 months to go.
And Charlotte's ring is boring. Charlotte shows her ring. I'm like, blah, blah, blah.
You really want a ring with personality.
Yeah.
Suitors, take notice.
Suitors, take notice. I want a ring with pizzazz.
And then the whole thing is Carrie basically saying that she wants to politely say no.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you politely say no? We also get to just my thoughts on engagement here. I don't think that someone should be terribly surprised when they're proposed to.
Yeah, I do feel like this is a little bit soon.
It feels a little bit soon.
She just invited her ex that she cheated on you with to come to your country home after telling you she hates everything about it.
Right.
Why don't you let it breathe for a little bit?
I feel like if you've never discussed getting married with someone, you probably shouldn't propose to them. Like, it shouldn't be like a crazy shock.
Do you think he's like, I gotta get her? Maybe the big thing actually made him want to propose faster? He's like, I gotta get her on lockdown.
I think there's a bit of that going on. I think there's a little bit of like, Let's move ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we get to the question. Well, a very long question.
Eight questions first. Yeah. And then we get to, in matters of love, how do you know when it's right? I don't think you do. Well, maybe you do sometimes. But there's been many times in my life, we've talked about this, where I'm like, if that person asked me to marry them right now, I'm going to say yes. And now I'm like, thank God I didn't like say yes to that. I mean, I've never been proposed to, but.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you hope that you just know. I guess the answer to that, there isn't a good answer to it. I think you know when you love someone. I don't know. I you know, we didn't even discuss last week's question, I just realized, but
last week's question was just like,
where are we going? Or
yeah, I don't know. If someone wants to write in and tell me.
Yeah, I don't know when you know is the kind of dumb answer to that. I think that,
well, we're both here
just
unmarried.
Know. Yeah,
so
true.
And we haven't been proposed to.
I know that is the right decision for me. I know thus far I've made the right decision, I think, maybe,
Mike,
I hope.
Mike, I have a question for you. Gets down on one knee.
So
that
we
was
have
for our listeners, you know, so they knew what I was doing.
So Samantha meets with Richard Wright.
Mr. Wright.
Yeah, Mr. Wright. I mean, I don't know if we're leading to something with that, but there's lots of hotel talk.
Mm-hmm.
He's just kind of a dick.
Yeah.
Did you ask somebody what happened, or did you spend the morning accessorizing?
I guess it's fine. Samantha likes a dick.
Literally.
Yeah.
Can we talk about how big that martini is?
It is a very big glass.
That is a Mike-sized martini.
I wonder if it was ever full, though, or if it's just like an oversized glass with a normal size martini in it. I'm not sure. But it is a very large glass. So Samantha's taking this engagement thing pretty hard.
Mm-hmm. But I like that he's like,
I love that you're not scared of me.
Yeah, she just grabs his drink and drinks out of it. And then they flirt with, she just says, oh, my best friend's getting engaged.
And like, why does everyone have to do that? It's so cliche.
And then he believes that he just wants to have fun and wants to spend a lot of money. And
so Richard may be the male Samantha.
Yeah. And we know they're going to have sex.
Yeah, for sure. He mentions the perfect 9-hour flight to Brazil. No.
Yeah, you like fall asleep and then you wake up and
you have dinner, fall asleep and wake up. I don't know. Bye. I don't think there's such a thing as a perfect 9-hour
flight.
Yeah,
and like private jets are scary to me. And also there's this thing I saw, I was watching something, and this was on there, where you can, like, have a photo shoot in a private jet in Russia. They're doing that. Where did I see that?
I have seen that. I don't know where you saw it, but I did see something about that. It seems dumb.
And people are actually paying to do
it. That's dumb.
Where did I see that?
Probably on Facebook.
Yeah, maybe.
So Miranda tells Steve.
Yeah, in a very good way. You want sprinkles? I'm pregnant.
Yeah. I think she just rips the bandage off.
Yeah, that poor gelati man.
Yeah. I think they're in Lincoln Center.
I think, I think they're in Lincoln Center too. I think they're in that, like, where that farmer's market is
now.
Across from where The saloon would have been.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, just right up from the saloon.
Yeah.
What now?
I'm gonna have it.
No way. When we were together, I wanted to have a baby. You said you weren't ready.
Well, I'm still not ready, but when am I ever gonna be ready?
He kind of is like, oh, maybe I should sell the bar.
Maybe I should sell the bar. It's gonna be expensive.
And she just insists that she can do it on her own.
Which, in a way, I'm like, I know this is a Miranda defense mechanism to just, like, suppress everything. But you also, I don't think you can tell the father of your child that, like, you're just, this is your thing that you're doing for yourself. It's not like, you know what I mean? It's,
I think Miranda presents it more as like, don't worry about it.
Yeah,
like,
I get it.
I've made this decision. I'll take the responsibility.
But the way she says it is just kind of like, this is just something I'm doing for myself. It's like when you decide to start selling Rodin and Fields. I don't know. But that's not
very similar.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, that's the flippant way that she's saying it. It's like, listen, this is just something I want to do for me. You can come by and see it whenever you want, but
yeah,
it's not your problem. And Steve, of course, because it's Steve, is like, no, I want to be a part of this child's life, which we get into more later.
Right. So we get to Aiden and Carrie at dinner in a backyard cafe.
Mm-hmm. Where is that?
It does look lovely. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Those wine chalices are
funny.
Oh
my gosh. I wrote elaborate wine glasses.
Yeah, they're like candle holders, maybe.
They're like 4 foot tall wine goblets.
Mm, yes. Let me get a step stool to sit my Chardonnay.
And so she says yes to moving in.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we're ready for that step. Yes, we still have to, you know, work out the money because I don't want a free ride. We're still individuals, but we'll be sharing a life and an apartment. So, yes.
And he goes to ask another question.
And she's like, hold on, I gotta pee.
Yeah, she takes off.
And she looks in the mirror and says, what are you doing?
Yeah,
and the lady herself in the bathroom's like,
are you talking to me?
And then she like looks under the stall. I'm like, are you looking at her beef?
It's so funny though.
Her myvage?
I think she's just checking for feet.
Okay. Well, I'm sure there's feet there unless it's like that ghost, that crying ghost in Harry Potter that cries in the bathroom.
Moaning Myrtle.
Yeah, Moaning Myrtle. Still on book four. I'm sorry, Mike.
Can't
I gotta get
you're
through
still
it.
On book four.
I know. I thought I was going to grad school, so I like put it on hold. I'm not going to grad school, you guys. I might go next year. We'll see.
We'll see.
Today when I was walking through Times Square, I saw this woman FaceTiming someone. She's like, my vajayjay is freezing. I'm like, this is awkward.
That is awkward.
And she was in front of Good Morning America when she was screaming it. So I don't know.
Maybe she wanted
happening.
Them to know.
Yeah.
So time slows down and he goes to get out his wallet.
He's going to pay.
Yeah, he's going to pay.
All right, Aiden, quit bragging. We get it. Yeah. You're loaded.
I do feel like she does a weird look around while they're kissing.
Yeah, no, she does.
Yeah.
Because I think she's still like thinking like, what's he going to pull?
Yeah.
Then we cut to Charlotte.
Yeah, I like that Trey walks in and to like the Mandarin being spoken and he like checks the door.
Yeah, like what's that? It reminded me of, do you remember Muzzy? It was this videotape series back in the day, like when I was a child in the 80s, where you could learn different languages.
And, oh, no, I don't think I know that.
And
one.
I just remember in the commercial, it was cartoons, Je suis l'Anjoufi. And Muzzy, I think, means monster, but Je suis l'Anjoufi would be, I am a little girl.
Is it?
I don't know, but I just remember that always from the Muzzy commercials. And you could learn it to learn language. You're learning Chinese. And I just love that, because she's like, well, if we get a Mandarin baby. And I was thinking the same thing as Trey. Yeah, we're going to teach the baby's not gonna like,
yeah, I think the idea is, what if you get the baby and it's not a baby,
right?
Like if it's a few years old. Yeah, she's prepping for a baby girl.
Well, it's mostly little unwanted girls.
And now he's not sure about the fling and she's a little manic.
Yeah, she's like, listen, I just got a plaid dress made.
Yeah.
We can't let this get us down. We have to live.
But she's definitely, yeah, she's on edge. I also wrote, I don't think I could learn Mandarin. That seems like a really hard language.
No.
Like, literally, as her, like, repeating it, I'm like, what?
And then the characters, too. Like, yeah, don't I, even get me even, started yeah. on the characters. And I like that, you know, he has his kilt at the dry cleaner. There are so many dry cleaner dramas in this series.
It really is.
How often do you even go to the dry cleaner? Maybe me once a year. Maybe. Never, I don't think, Mike.
Never.
Does.
I mean, I'm sure I have at some point in my life gone to a dry cleaner, but no. I mean, look at my t-shirts. They're all fine.
Well, you have a suit.
I do have a suit right there. I probably got it dry cleaned once years ago. I don't wear it that often.
Yeah.
So, Carrie can't get a cab.
Taxi!
Even though she's screaming taxi. And then there's Big.
Hey, lady! You ride?
She's carrying three bags, one of which is from Manolo Blahnik, which is not a cheap pair of shoes. So, for someone who had to use their credit card to buy a tomato,
I wrote, should she be luxury shopping right now?
I mean, obviously that's what she does when she's stressed.
Is this the city's solution to the cab shortage?
Was there a cab shortage? I don't, not that you know the answer, but she has to think of like, is this what they're doing about the cab shortage?
Yeah, I don't know.
We didn't even get to the big pulls up.
Yeah, big pulls up, pulls on Louise like, hey, lady. And then there's a
Because now we have like the opposite of a cab shortage. Because now we have cabs and Lyfts and Ubers.
And Vias.
And I feel like cabs are having a hard time now because of it. Anyways, I'm just surprised to know that once upon a time there was a cab shortage.
Yeah, I'm worried about, like, our Ubers, you've been traveling, you've used Ubers in the suburbs, right?
I used Uber when I was home for Christmas.
Are they fun? I mean... Like, are they okay? Are they fine?
I didn't have, like, a rollicking good time, but yeah, no, it was totally fine.
Someone recommended, like, when I was, because I never have a car when I'm in Michigan, someone's like, well, you can just Uber, and I'm like, I don't know, I feel like that's
weird. It was a little surprising. It was weird. I definitely was like, okay, but I mean, I had no choice. Like, I had to get from my sister's house to my house, and, or not my house, my mom's house. We'll see. I Ubered, it was fine.
If you notice in the background, a Tomcat bakery truck.
Oh, I didn't notice that. I did notice a crowd watching.
Which is an actual bakery.
Yeah. Yeah, as they pull away, there's definitely a crowd watching who had been watching the filming of that scene.
Oh, okay. I didn't notice that. Raul is the name of the driver.
How are things with Country Bam? Come
and on. She very pointedly is like, you know his name now.
Yeah, it's Aiden.
Like, we're not, yeah. And was that a smile? I think he wants to marry me.
You're not the marrying kind.
F you, Big.
Yeah.
This is like Samantha Extreme, I feel like.
I mean, I think this is him being like, I want to be with you.
Right. You didn't, so you're not, and don't be a jerk.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda, Big.
Right, there you go. And I just wrote, this is a weird conversation.
It's also very the way we were. Like, are you a Katie girl?
It's a weird conversation. I think that Big is way out of line, but whatever. It is what it is. We get to Carrie back at her place, and she's going through his bag now.
She can't find the ring.
Can't find the ring. The ring is gone.
And she's on the phone with Miranda.
Yeah, she calls Miranda, who is like, I'm out of it.
What if he realized I'm not the one?
You're not sure that he's the one?
Yeah, but he doesn't know that unless you told him.
Carrie, hang on a second.
Miranda?
Ugh. What happened? Did someone propose to you?
I don't know why they call it morning sickness when it's all fucking day long.
I actually don't know why they call it morning sickness.
Because I think it usually happens in the morning.
Is it usually just the morning? Yeah. Okay. I definitely have friends who have had morning sickness that has not just been in the morning.
Yeah.
So now we get to the fling.
The Highland fling.
He pinches her butt and she's not having it. And I get that it's because she's sore from the shots. This is a pet peeve of mine. And I know that it happens in real life too. I feel like women in TV and film always hate physical attention from their husbands or boyfriends. And I get that this is extreme because she's had the shot, so it probably really does hurt. But part of me is like, I don't know. It just feels so rude to me.
Well, in their defense, as a human, he pinches her butt, which is not... I think there's also like that like cat and mouse kind of... I don't know if that's the right analogy, but there's like that flirtatious game of like, don't do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess so.
It's kind of like the pinching of the butt. Like, you know, it's not even that it hurts. It's like people are watching, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. So Bunny's there, of course.
Bunny's there.
They missed dinner.
Trey, you must join your brothers. They're out there making complete fools of themselves.
Do you know that dance?
Unfortunately, I do.
It's the Highland Fling, dear. It's what this event was named after.
Something called a fling, it looks like a lot of work.
That's what I used to tell Trey about you.
Burn. But it's so funny. Yeah. I mean, part of me is like Team Bunny on that one.
Yeah.
We get talk about clans. Bunny doesn't enjoy Mandarin food
or Mandarin child.
I'm like, okay, well now you've just lost the points for your funny burn.
Yeah.
And I wrote, is she a monster?
Yes.
Like, in this moment, she's a monster.
Well, she watches her son bathe. Like, she's constantly smoking. We don't know what happened on the bearskin rug.
Yeah, she's a monster.
Bunny is going to eat somebody. Like, we're going to go into the wine cellar of the McDougal estate, and there are going to be, like, skeletons that have been tied up for years.
And Bunny's going to be there with a martini and a cigarette laughing maniacally.
Yeah, just saying we're all a little mad in here.
And then I wrote, this probably, though, isn't the place to scream about the issue.
Yeah.
If we want to have a Mandarin baby, we can have a Mandarin baby, and nobody else needs to be involved.
Well, then let's not involve the entire Scottish population in New York City, shall we?
I'm serious! I'm doing all the work!
And I get that she's hopped up on hormones, but I am definitely like, Charlotte, let's take this to the next room. Yeah.
And then he grabs her dress, and it rips dress, in like a perfect, yeah. Well, where's she going to wear that again?
Right, that's true. And I also did write, like, where she says, keep your mother out of it. Though Bunny's being a monster, it's not weird that Trey talked about it with his mother.
Yeah, but I mean, I think Charlotte's enough is enough is sure. enough.
This can't go on. So we cut from the dress ripping to the dress ripping.
Yeah.
Richard rips Samantha's dress.
I would have taken it off.
I'm buying a new one.
Yeah, they're having that sex on the private jet. And then Dwight comes in to let
them to buckle their seatbelts.
Thanks, Dwight.
Yeah. Greg Ainsworth is this actor's name. He works pretty steadily.
Okay. They never put on their seatbelts. Or well, do they put them, like, on over
what
themselves?
What are private jet rules?
Well, I think that in order for, like, the FAA, they probably have to tell them to put
but you don't really have to.
Well, there's no flight attendant. You know, Dwight's like, I gotta go.
Right. And then we have some hooker talk.
Out of curiosity, what do you charge for this sort of thing?
Believe me, you couldn't afford it.
I'm a very rich man.
I'm a very talented woman.
I don't know how I feel about that. He's like, how much would you charge?
Yeah, I think they're just having, like, sexy time.
Sexy hooker talk. So Charlotte needs her shot, and Trey is not into it.
Mm-mm.
How much work is a marriage supposed to be?
And I thought Trey was gonna... I was surprised with Trey's arguments here. Like, I thought he was gonna be more mad. He was just thinking, like, we're enough. And I didn't think Trey was gonna think that. I thought he definitely wanted the babies. But now I feel like Charlotte... You know, Trey doesn't really need to carry on the McDougal name. But I think a lot of it's personal for him because he feels like it's his problem, you know?
You know, he brings up the fact that he's 43. And there's nothing wrong with having a child at 43, but it does mean you're going to be in your 60s when they're an adult.
Mike, there's still time for us.
There's still time.
So you don't even want to try?
I don't. I don't want to try. If it's the right thing, then it'll happen. And if it's not, then it won't.
Once again, choose your choice. Like, people need to figure out what they want to do. But there is part of me that thinks sometimes, I don't know. I see his point. I see her point. But if you're a married couple and you're coming from those two different places... That is hard. I don't know how you reconcile that. And she's just not sure if she's all right. And it's tough. They're married. They've already been through a separation. Like, what do you do now? What do you do?
I guess you get a divorce. Maybe.
So, maybe, yeah. So we have Carrie and Aiden taking Pete for a walk.
It's like, Pete loves you. He doesn't.
I think Pete loves Carrie.
I don't. He's pissed. Like, she lost him. She doesn't
like
him.
She didn't lose him. He ran away.
She purposely dropped his leash.
And he took off.
She doesn't... I don't know. I just don't like her behavior towards Pete.
She's just fine with Pete. And Aiden's very tricky.
Yeah, he's like, do you have a poop bag? I forgot one.
Wow, this just gets better and better.
Yeah, I'm sure she has one just tucked away in what?
Yeah. And it's a different ring.
It's a different ring. And she almost says it.
Yeah. Yeah, she almost reveals that she knew. And I wrote, it must be really scary to propose to someone. Though this does go back to my earlier point of, you should kind of know what the answer is going to be.
I feel like a lot of my friends knew they were getting engaged.
I feel like most people do. And maybe they're surprised in the moment of like, oh, it's happening right now. But it's never like, I can't believe that you had thought about marrying me.
It's such a beautiful ring.
Really?
Yeah.
I had a different one. Then I changed my mind.
And I guess maybe this is what we were saying earlier. Like, maybe there are no right moments. Maybe it isn't about, like, oh, yes, this is the perfect moment. Maybe it's just, in this moment, I'm going to say yes.
Is anyone going to clean up Pete's poop?
I think maybe he didn't really poop.
Well, Pete right now is just like, fuck this bitch. It's like,
wow,
why are you doing this?
The F word and you called someone a B word.
I didn't say it. I just said what's probably going on in Pete's mind. It's like, well, I hope you enjoyed seeing me because I don't even know if anyone's holding my leash right now.
Pete is sort of like sitting there, like,
yeah,
standing
he's just
in
like,
the background.
Yeah, he's like, bye. Where's Miranda?
Steve shows up at Miranda's door.
What are you, fucking crazy?
That's your answer?
With the ring.
Yeah, that you want.
Yeah.
What if Steve showed up at your door with that ring?
I'd say, yeah, and he'd be like, thank you.
But Miranda says no.
No.
I thought this is what you wanted.
I don't want to marry you, Steve.
Well, I don't want to marry you either.
What are we doing?
What? There's going to be a baby.
And we began the very honest conversation of, like, how is this going to work?
Yeah.
And just kind of like, we'll figure it out, you know?
And I know that's a hand-me-down ring.
So the ring situation is kind of weird.
Yeah.
Like, did Steve go to Aiden and it was like, hey, if not going to use that other ring.
Can I have it for Miranda? Like, why doesn't he return it and get his money? Well, never mind. Aiden is made
of money.
Yeah.
It's fine.
But they're going to figure it out.
They're going to figure it out. And we get to Carrie, you know, having to tell someone that she's the marrying kind. And I think we're supposed to believe for a moment that this is big.
No.
Which is a thing from, like, season two where Carrie has to talk to someone and we're supposed to think that it's big. And it's thankfully never big.
No.
In that case, it had been Miranda. And in this case, it's Samantha.
Two rubies. What's a ruby?
Ooh. A ruby sounds delicious. So the modern ruby. So here's the funniest thing about this. I wrote, a ruby is kind of a bigger deal than I realized. So I looked it up. A ruby is actually two parts ruby red grapefruit juice, one part vodka, shaken, and served in a sugar-rimmed martini glass. Mm. A classic ruby is different. It's like a gin-based drink with, like, tons of weird things that are in it. But this drink was actually invented partly for Sex and the City. Or if it... Not that it... Maybe it wasn't invented for it, but they were looking for a replacement for the Cosmopolitan. And, like, the person who invented this kind of ruby, like, suggested to Sex and the City, like, this should be your new drink because it looks great on camera. So there you go. It's an actual answer to that question. Yeah, and it's so Samantha kind of feigns being upset.
I have something to tell you.
Aiden left you?
I'm engaged.
Fuck you. Oh, let's have a drink and celebrate.
But then we realize she helped pick out the ring.
And I do wonder how that came about. Like, do you think that Samantha went to Aiden and was like, listen, I know you're going to propose.
Have you thought of a ring?
Yeah.
And he shows her, she's like, no.
That's really not. That's more Miranda's type. Give that one to Steve. Mm-hmm. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, I just wonder what that is. And then she
has sex with Aiden.
Yeah. I know how you can get even. And there's weird ADR. There already was in the scene where they order the drinks and the bartender. I mean, I know that it's because you can't get the extra to say all right or whatever. But he kind of like looks to the side and it's dubbed that he's saying like I'll get that for you whatever. But if you watch this last scene between the two of them as the camera's far away, they are clearly not saying the things that we're hearing as the conversation continues. Like, go back and watch. Even like,
don't
she's like,
tell me what to do.
And even like, you know, Samantha brings up that she went to Brazil with the boss, and Carrie's like, it's a mistake, and SJP makes a kind of a head motion, but she's definitely not saying that. It's just strange, very strangely done ADR. But that's the end. And that is, for the record, the next episode aired 5 months later.
Wow.
So we'll be back in 5 months. Just kidding. But yeah, there was a 5 month space from this was August and the next one was in January.
Was Miranda actually pregnant?
No, I think that the break must have been done. I feel like this was maybe like the invention of splitting seasons. Yeah, of pregnancy. Of splitting up scenes. Splitting up seasons. So that you had like 12 episodes that aired in the summer. And then the last 6 episodes were going to air in the spring. Mm. And it might have been done for a practical reason. I'm not sure what that practical reason was.
Well, I couldn't help but wonder how much money Aiden actually has.
That's a good one.
Because I feel like he spent a lot of money at Burning Man.
I couldn't help but wonder why Carrie...
How much would Samantha charge?
I couldn't help but wonder why Carrie was out buying expensive things when she's, like, losing her rent-controlled apartment.
Well, maybe she's like, Aiden will pick this up. He's rich.
Probably. Depending on a man, Carrie. All right, see you in 5 months.
Bye. No, not really.
Just
we'll
kidding.
Be back.
Back next week.
You can visit us at wecouldn'thelpbutwonder.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Instagram, all at wecouldn'thelpbutwonder with no caps, no spaces, and no punctuation, and Twitter at WCHBWpodcast. You can follow Elise at Evie Castle and me at MikeJensen77. Special thanks to Patrick Hines. Make sure you check out theaterpodcastproductions.com to see all the work that he does. We would love it if you would share this podcast with someone. Put a link on Facebook or tell a friend. Take a moment and rate us on Apple Podcasts, or even better, write a review. And don't forget to change your settings to play in sequential order. We'll be back next week with The Good Fight.
Can we just cut this whole thing out?
No, it's so good.
I sound like an idiot. Across from?
The temple?
Well... The Mormon temple, the Mormon yes. Temple. But also across from where the saloon would have been.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
But hold on. Carrie's carrying...
But hold on.
Butthole. But hold on.
This is But Hold On.
I hate that guy. That's my new favorite character. Please welcome to the stage... But hold on. All right.
Okay, getting back.
She's carrying 3 bags, one of which is...